Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The chief executive of ChatGPT and creator of OpenAI is set to testify before a Senate panel this morning as lawmakers begin a bipartisan push towards regulating new artificial intelligence tools available to consumers. Sam Altman, who is making his first appearance before Congress, is expected to support calls for regulatory guardrails on the technology. The FBI responded to the scathing report by Special Counsel John Durham that found the Department of Justice and FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law when it launched the Trump-Russia investigation Crossfire Hurricane hoax. In a statement, the agency said dozens of corrective actions were done. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
The same pattern. Create the lie. Big media runs with the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. When we try to tell the truth, they call us names. The one thing that is always proven right is we were right about it all along.
Wells Fargo has agreed to pay shareholders $1 billion to settle a class action lawsuit that accused the bank of overstating its progress in its 2016 fake account scandal. The bank's shareholders allege Wells Fargo and its past leadership misled them about how swiftly they were fixing the governance issues and risk management systems that failed to prevent the bank from opening up perhaps millions of phony accounts. The federal government is claiming it's sending more help to the southern border.
950 more troops are being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to help stop a surge of illegal immigration. Most of the troops will be heading to El Paso, Texas, by the end of the month. Since the end of Title 42, the public health rule that expedited deportations expired last week, the Border Patrol has been making about 5,000 arrests a day. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Democrat Brandon Johnson is calling for unity as a way to build a brand new Chicago. After being sworn in yesterday as Chicago's 57th mayor, Johnson said he looks forward to working with all levels of government to form a stronger city.
I want to make this clear. The people of Chicago are counting on us to work together, to collaborate, to make their lives better every day.
The new mayor acknowledged many of the challenges ahead, including public safety, poverty, and city finances. In addition to Johnson, all 50 members of the city council were also sworn in. While speaking on the Senate floor yesterday, Chuck Schumer said a default would crash the economy and kill the job market.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take the threat of default off the table as lawmakers scramble to come to a deal to raise the debt ceiling.
Never in the history of our country have we failed to pay our bills on time. To default now would mean crossing a terrible point of no return.
Schumer's comments come as congressional leaders will sit down with President Biden at the White House today to try to come to an agreement. Republicans are demanding steep spending cuts in exchange for their votes to raise the nation's borrowing limit, while Biden and Democrats want it increased without conditions. I'm Skip Kelly.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has repeated her warning that the United States government could run out of money as early as June 1st. Yellen's latest prediction keeps the focus on President Biden and Congress to get a deal done. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. We got banks failing, and in many cases, I mean, many of the analysts that I've spoken with said it's actually worse than it was in 2008, but yet it's like, oh, hum. I mean, what is going on here? Well, we got the host of Financial Issues, a nationally syndicated radio and TV program on stations across America. Shanna Burt joins us now. Shanna, what is happening here? I mean, it's, you know, with all these collapses of these banks, this is a bit foreboding, but very little is being said about this.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here today with your audience. And you know, that's what's happening. We've had three of the four largest bank failures happen in just a few short months, and nobody's talking about it enough.
I mean, you know, and I've heard some say, well, this we're being set up for maybe some, you know, government digital currency. They've seen what's happened with Bitcoin. And, of course, you know, you love these politicians. May, you know, they get the smell of money, and boy, the greed just really comes out, and they figure, oh, I want that. How can I control that, right? And there'd be nothing better than for them to take the next step and to be able to control everything that we do with our money as if, you know, trying to control everything else. I mean, I keep waiting that they're going to start controlling the air we breathe.
It's just a matter of time, you know. Mm. We as Christians have a good idea of what is going to happen in the end time. There is going to be a one world government. There's going to be a rise of the Antichrist. People will be forced to take the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions. Mm-hmm. And I believe what we're seeing now is the beginning stages of all of that.
Well, no doubt. You wondered how you were going to get from point A to point Z, and it's moving quite along, as you said. People are being compelled to make choices. We've already got corporate America involved. There's a social credit score that's operating under the guise of ESG. Other things that are happening. We've got United Nations coming into our governance, some backdoor control, especially if we go into another pandemic. Joe Biden is making a deal with the WHO because they did such a wonderful job during COVID, didn't they? And I think that we should just turn over our sovereignty to the WHO and let them tell us how we should handle the next pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, as Christians, we're seeing our freedoms be eroded more and more every day. And, you know, the words of Jesus just ring true in our ears that we've got to be ready for persecution that's coming. And we're seeing it play out in all different areas.
Well, this is why I've been looking forward to talking to you about this, Shannon, because you and I see this the same way. I mean, we know, and I tell people, look, at barring a Nineveh reprieve, like what happened in the nation when the leadership heard the word of God and repented, barring that and a pause, we're moving quite rapidly to the final chapter of Revelations. Like you said, the one world government, there's going to be a lot of oppression. Yes, there's going to be, you know, some revivals that take place. But you got to keep in mind, revivals always happen when there's serious pain in River City. And we're starting to feel that pain, right? We're in, as the Bible refers to quite often, we're in the childbirth pains of this second coming, are we not?
We are. You know, when in Matthew, right before Jesus ascended back to heaven, he was talking to his disciples and he started to warn them about the things that would happen. He gave them the signs of the end time, nation rising against nation, wars and rumors of wars, the love of many growing cold, that people would come in his name to deceive. And what did he do? What did he tell the disciples to do? He didn't say, you know, hoard your food and ammunition and all of these things and be ready to fight back. No, he didn't give us really any specifics about what to do. But the two things that he said was, one, stay sober and vigilant. To me, that means you have to know the real thing so that you can spot the counterfeit when it rises up. I mean, that's how currency experts do. They study the real thing. They don't spend their time, you know, trying to dig up all of the schemes and all of the ways that, that currency tries to present itself falsely. What they do is they study intently the real thing so that they can spot a fake a mile away. And that's what we have to do. We have to know the word of God so that we can spot the fakes.
Exactly.
The other thing that Jesus said is that it will be good for you when I come back if you are found about my Father's work. And those are the things that I think we have to concentrate on.
No, that's an excellent point. Let's talk about the legitimate versus the illegitimate. What illegitimate things are you noticing as a result of being focused on the legitimate right now?
Well, I mean, it comes down to just what we see every day in the culture. You know, God, I believe God is the creator of everything. He created the world and everything in it. He created me. He created the rules that I'm to live by. He created the consequences for the rules that are broken. The problem in today's world is that people reject that. Mm-hmm. People, you know, you hear, how many times a day do you hear, you need to rock your own truth. You get to decide who you love. You get to decide what you want to do. You get to decide if you want to be a man or a woman. You get to decide which bathroom that you use. You know, all of this stems from us turning our backs on God, the creator of the universe. And so we're seeing those things play out in every area of our lives as people just reject the truth and embrace lies.
You know, it's interesting. I was having a conversation with General Amir Avivi, a former Israeli defense official, and we were talking about, you know, Israel. This is its 75th anniversary, right? And the amount of people in Israel that are fearful about what's going on. Now, I can understand. You got missiles coming in all the time into Israel, and they're nervous. I get that. But the number is something like over 60% of the people, really, they don't have a faith that God's going to deliver them. The numbers of people that have faith are around 40%. And you say, wait a minute, here is a country made up of Jews, God's chosen people, thousands of years of history, of time and again where the nation has been saved. In fact, you know, according to the book of Isaiah, in one day, they said, when does that ever happen? God made it happen in 1948. He established Israel as a nation in one day. And then, of course, later on, you get the Six-Day War, which the odds were against them just so insurmountably. And but for the hand of God, they were delivered. So if God did all that, you know, why wouldn't he see it through to its completion? And I told the general, I said, it is so parallel with what's going on here in America, is we have a growing number of people, to your point here, Shanna, that have turned their backs on God and they're reaping what they're sown, what they've sown, and you know, and they're upset about it. Go, wait a minute, this is of your own doing. And so people like you and I who still believe in God and hold to godly values, we have got to speak out against this insanity, lest the next generation be so compromised, and you know, and that God finds us lacking when he comes back to see that we weren't about his business, right?
Lord, let it not be so.
Amen. Shanna Bird is with us. Our conversation continues right after the break. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you, our conversation with Shannon Burt. She is a radio show host, nationally syndicated. Her name of her program, Financial Issues. You can check it out at financialissues.org. Shannon, we're talking about Christians having a sense of expediency about the current things. You know, like the brothers Issachar, they were commended by God for being students of the time. And we need to see the signs of the time. And it's not that we haven't been warned. We've been greatly warned about what is on the horizon. And we don't need to freak out over it. God gave us these warnings and told us this would come so that we would be prepared. So he's watching out for us. So how do we, you gave us an outline as to two critical things that we need to be aware of, but break it down. How should that be manifest in our daily lives?
Well, you know, I get asked a lot how people can protect their money with the things that are on the horizon, all of the digital currency, all of the interest rates being so high, all of these things that are up against us that we're hearing about day in and day out. And, you know, my answer is that we have to stop thinking of it as our money. Mm-hmm. We have to acknowledge first whose it is and what it's for. Mm-hmm. We have to recognize that God is sovereign. He made us, he made everything, and it's his responsibility and it's his joy to take care of us. And he, because he is sovereign, gets to choose how he does it. So he can do it in the ways that we are used to, like getting a paycheck or maybe Social Security or a pension or our retirement savings or, you know, the things that we think about from a financial perspective, or he can do it in a whole different way. When he delivered the Hebrews from Egypt, you know, he just gave them shoes and clothes that didn't wear out and sent their food down from heaven every day. Now, that seems so foreign to us, but he could choose to do it that way again, or he could choose to do it any way he wants. So we have to be very diligent in our stewardship, and all of the things that are happening around us can cause us to worry. But how many times does the scripture command us, do not worry, do not be anxious about anything? In fact, in Matthew 6:34, in the Message version, it says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. So I always say, you know, let's keep it in today. Let's do the things that we know work. If we don't hear from God about doing something different, continue to do the last thing that he told you to do, you know, while you're waiting. So for us at the ministry, we encourage people to be good stewards, specifically in the area of their investing. We encourage people to stand up against the culture, to screen out not and avoid and not be yoked with companies who are pushing this LGBTQ agenda, pushing abortion, you know, engage in human rights violations, all of the things that grieve the heart of the Lord. So we screen out those companies. We put God in the center of the portfolio. We help you build a biblically responsible portfolio. And then you mentioned the live show. So we're on air every weekday where people can call in and ask questions about financial stewardship.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's excellent. I mean, you know, because you know, we need to, you know, put feet to the action. We can't just hope and think, okay, well, maybe, you know, we need to be intentional. And this is what you're helping us do, Shannon, is to be intentional here, because we want to, you know, prove ourselves to be faithful as God is faithful, right? And there's no doubt. I mean, things will continue to intensify with what's happening between, you know, between our own government, what's happening around the world. And this is the thing that was quite enlightening for me in talking with General Avivi from Israel, is that they're going through the same thing. You know, so it's not unique just to the United States of America. You know, it's happening the same way in Israel and other countries. They are all going through this same issue. And so that I find to be quite interesting and universal, because it's not like, you know, it's just America. You know,
right.
It's across the board. And I think what's coming to be judged here, as God has judged nations before, is that he didn't just judge one nation. He judged them all. You know, it was equal opportunity here. And I think that this is what's going to come into the balance here is God's going to say, hey, were you faithful?
That's right. The scripture is very clear about that, you know, in the parable of the talent. Mm-hmm. When the master comes back, he asks each to give an account of what he did. And it's interesting that the third steward, the one that was labeled as a wicked and evil steward, was the one that said, well, I just buried it. Here it is back. And the reason that he gave is because he was afraid. So fear is a human problem, and it's a human problem all over the world. But the reason that he failed the test is because he didn't know his master.
Yeah.
He accused him of being harsh and being unjust and reaping where he had not sown. And, you know, he didn't know the heart of his master. Therefore, he didn't care about what his master's heart cared about. And that's where I think we can be successful as a steward. You know, our motto at the ministry is we defund darkness by doing biblically responsible investing. Mm-hmm. And we encourage you to fund the light. We encourage you to be a generous and joyful giver, because to fulfill the Great Commission, I mean, if you can't go on your own 2 feet to the ends of the earth to preach the gospel so that Jesus is lifted high and men are saved, you can use your money to send somebody else to do it.
Right.
So those are the things that we really remind people of on a daily basis.
That's great. I want to talk. We touched on this briefly in the first segment, but I wanted to give a little bit more time. We've got about 3 minutes left here, Shanna. And that is the central bank digital currency. Explain to our audience what it is and what we need to be aware of.
Oh, yeah, 3 minutes is not near enough time, but we'll go there. You know, a central bank digital currency is something that would have to be authorized by Congress. Powell already knows that, but things are in the works right now. What I see happening, we had decades of cheap money by the Fed with low interest rates. We've had a government that has spent money like it's going out of style. When COVID happened, the government just injected massive, massive amounts of money disguised as quote-unquote COVID relief under both the Trump administration and the Biden administration. But the Biden administration was bigger. It came after the economy was already turned back on and going in the right direction. So you had all of this money. That's what's caused the inflation that we have. And then the Fed counteracted that by starting to raise rates as quickly as they have in the last 12 months. So you have these smaller regional banks that are a little bit less regulated than the big banks, as far as deposits, reserves, and things like that go. So they accumulated, specifically SVB Bank, they tripled in size over a short period of time. The bigger banks couldn't take a lot of the deposits because of some of the regulations. And banks make money in one of two ways. They either lend out money or they have to invest. And they were buying longer-term treasuries to try to get a better yield because we were in such a low interest rate environment. And now, as rates have gone up, the value of those securities go down. Well, the consumers depositors started to get nervous because people have way more money in the bank than the $250,000 FDIC limit, so they ran on the bank. There's a lot of other banks. We're not out of the woods. There's a lot of other banks that are potentially failing. What I see happening is there's a consolidation now of deposits in the big banks and at the Fed in the overnight repo program. J.P. Morgan, after it's taken over First Republic, now controls 10% of all U.S. deposits. So, I mean, this is just a great way. Let's get all of these assets consolidated in one place. Mm-hmm. These bigger banks are having to make these, my opinion, these sweetheart deals to be able to pick up these depressed assets of these failing banks.
Right.
And, you know, that's just going to be a setup for when, you know, and the Biden administration encourages the Fed to start to study what a central bank digital currency would do. Well, it takes away privacy. It gives the government control to control what or if we buy and sell.
Exactly.
So it is something to be concerned about, but we don't worry because we know that nothing on this earth happens that God didn't already know about and allow.
Amen. Shanna Burt, the host of Financial Issues. Thank you, Shanna. Great.
How will would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The FBI responded to the scathing report by Special Counsel John Durham that found the Department of Justice and FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law when it launched the Trump-Russia investigation, Crossfire Hurricane hoax. In a statement, the agency said dozens of corrective actions were done. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
The same pattern. Create the lie. Big media runs with the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. When we try to tell the truth, they call us names. The one thing that is always proven right is we were right about it all along.
A fire roared through a hostel in New Zealand's capital of Wellington overnight, killing at least six people and forcing others to flee the four-story building in what a fire chief called this morning his worst nightmare. The hostel has 92 rooms. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, in her new, much-anticipated book, On Purpose, this award-winning author offers an extensive look at Scripture previously interpreted to limit the role of women in the church. Julie Coleman joins us now. Julie, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so why did you write this book? It's almost like you had to, right?
Yeah, it was the book I was supposed to write for sure. It took me a long time to get there.
Right. Okay, so tell us about it. Give us the background.
Well, I was raised in a very conservative church. We wore head coverings. Women were not allowed to participate verbally in any way, even in a business meeting. And so we were very, but I always thought that's what the Bible taught, and I was going to do what the Bible said. So I never questioned it, really, until I got older and started wondering, well, if Paul really wanted those restrictions on women, why didn't he write that to every church? Instead, he just wrote one or two churches about that kind of limitation. And so I started to dig deep, and I went to seminary and got a degree in biblical studies. And what I discovered was the verses, how they had been taught to me, were taken totally out of their context. Mm-hmm. They were written as part of a whole. And, you know, when you start pulling verses out of context, you can make the Bible say whatever you want it to say.
Of course, right.
So I made my goal to really dig in deep to those passages and really find out what the original meaning was and what those biblical principles are for us today.
Let's take the number one, you know, biblical verse that churches universally use to, you know, kind of keep women in their place, so to speak.
The number one? Because there's several passages. Do you have one in mind?
well, you're the one that did the deep study on it. Okay. I'm just saying, okay, what stuck out for you? As you went on this path, you go, okay, God's telling me something here. I'm pulling on this string, and everything is starting to come at me. Oh, so go ahead.
Right. It happened all the time as I was working through each passage. The one that was most startling to me was the passage in 1 Corinthians 14 where Paul says that women should be silent in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started looking into that passage and going back as how was it part of the whole. And the whole chapter, there's actually three groups of people that Paul is telling to be silent. And so he talks about people who are speaking in tongues without an interpreter. Mm-hmm. And then he talks about prophets who are kind of hogging the stage and not letting other people give their prophecy. And then women who are asking questions and disrupting the teaching that's going on. But all three groups, and men are included in the first two groups, mm-hmm. all three groups were told to be silent, the gao in the Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, then why are we just pulling that verse out and saying women have to be silent when there's a lot of places people have to be silent?
Right, exactly. Well, because, you know, the thing is, what Paul was trying to do was keep things decently in order, right? Let's have order here. And proper decorum, so that God would be honored, and basically making an apostolic adjustment on the body to make sure that you're in your proper lane, right?
Yeah, I think it's even more than that. I think in Corinth there was a problem where people were kind of stepping on each other's back to be the more spiritual, higher up,
and yeah, that's
what was happening. They were using their gifts to promote themselves instead of building up the church as the gifts were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it was in that context. And then I started looking at the other context with some of the other verses where Paul says, I suffer not a woman to teach. And I started looking and saying, this isn't what he was talking about at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so it went from there. But what happened was as I researched and I really, really understood what the Bible said, I thought, people are leaving the church over this, and it's a lie. I've got to get it out there. And so I wrote the book.
Right. Well, good. And the thing is that you wrote it in a way, as you say, with no agenda other than, hey, let's do a deep dive in the Bible. Let's break this down. And each chapter focuses on a single passage, which is great. I love what you did here. This is awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was. It really was a very life-changing thing to look. I started really getting into the teaching part of it because my church asked me to preach. And I thought, well, I don't want to do that if I'm a woman, and the Bible says no. So I asked my Bible study if we could do 1 Timothy that year, and we did. And what we uncovered, we said, oh, no, he's not talking about that at all.
Yeah, right. So that's what's been going on, right? Is that this is what's been happening, is that as you continue to look into this, you start to get revelation and understanding what the context was and what was, what the real meaning was all about. Because why would, this is the thing that I always had, Julie, with this, is that if God created woman to complete man, then why would you say women cannot be involved when they are the completer of men? I don't see why God would want to limit the resources of his creation, especially when it comes to his church.
Yeah.
That didn't seem to make sense to me ever.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things that don't make sense when you consider the whole of scripture and what talking about with God and his goals and what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, when you look at the grand scheme of things, it makes zero sense. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So what other verse stuck out for you that as you got revelation on it and it started to make sense and you go, oh, wow. And you just, it's like you had to call a fellow sister and say, hey, let me tell you, let me read this to you, right?
Yes. I took Greek when I was in seminary, so knew how to structurally look at a passage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was working on Ephesians 5, where, wives be submissive to husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And what I discovered was the main command in that passage is actually way back in verse 18, where Paul says, do not be drunk with wine, but be yielded or be filled with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And then he gives four participle phrases with they end in ing, singing, giving thanks. Oh, I can't think of the third one right now, but the fourth one is submitting one to another.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next verse is wives to husbands, and a little further down he says husbands to wives. Those are two examples of submitting to one to another. But how many times have you ever heard that verse preached over wives submit to husbands? And even the word submit isn't in the original manuscripts. They borrow it from that preceding verse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, again, taking something out of context. You know, submitting is something we can each do to each other. And it's not obedience. You can't all obey each other. So, of course, the scripture is pretty good about talking about submission and what that really means and that kind of thing. But anyway, that was one of the ones that really blew me, too. It's just like, wow, you know, all these years. I remember my husband and I were writing our wedding vows, and I put obey in mine, and he said, don't say that word. And I said, it's in the Bible. but you know, he was right. We're partners. We're partners. Right. And our marriage has functioned beautifully in that way, and I'm so grateful to him for not allowing that to happen.
Well, it takes two. And that's what submission is all about. It's mutual submission. It's mutual covering.
Yeah,
that's the way I've interpreted submission to be. It's become a bad word because the feminists got a hold of it. Oh my God! But you know, it's one of those words that God has given us that really is a power word. It's a word of protection.
Yeah.
Because if we mutually submit, then we're watching out for each other's best interest. And how much wrong can go when you're watching out for the other's best interest?
Right. Yep, and that wouldn't that be more like God to say that?
I would think, but unfortunately, you know, when the damage is done, and people's perceptions are poisoned, and this is why, you know, this is the problem. I mean, God tells us quite clearly, and then you get Satan who comes in and say, "Well, did God really say that, Julie?
Right.
What did he really mean about this?" You know, and of course that's what Satan does. He divides, he first gets you to question, you know, godly authority, and then there we go. We're slipping and sliding, and we become a hot mess for everybody around us. Julie, congratulations on the book, available at all the usual places, I take it, on purpose, right?
Yes, it's everywhere.
Okay.
It would be, just take a second look it again at those passages. Yeah.
You got it. Julie Coleman, thank you, Julie. Take care. God bless.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about 50 bucks a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than 50 bucks a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at 50 bucks a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for 50 bucks a month. That's less than 2 bucks a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Then comes the question that I ask myself, what is the path for me?
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Anna Stevens joining us. She's the communications coordinator at Her Plan, and we're talking about the abortion lobby's claim that the pro-life movement abandons women once their babies are born, which, of course, is a big lie. And this speaks of just the level of desperation that the pro-abortion lobby and activists do. It is a desperate ploy to scare people, and of course, anybody who has been to a pro-life entity, an organization, knows that it's a flat-out lie. And in fact, the reason that Roe v. Wade got turned is because of the grassroots level. That's because the truth could no longer be hidden. They hid the truth for some almost 50 years. They lied to women and did a lot of damage beyond killing their children. Okay. The lifelong damage that was done to the minds of women is incomprehensible and it's unconscionable. And so the women responded, including men, I would dare say, because men started to come and realize what had happened, that this was more about murder than health care. Well, Anna Stevens joins us now. Anna, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the pro-abortionists cannot help themselves. And you can tell when people panic. They don't want to have a discussion. They become very, very combative and accusatory. And they're trying to grab a hold of a narrative that is too far down the road, because enough women, fortunately, have experienced what programs like Her Plan have done. And they realize that what the abortion lobby is doing is just flat out lying, right?
Absolutely. Well, at Her Plan stands for Her Pregnancy and Life Assistance Network, and we're working to connect and aid the providers and organizations that are serving women and families each and every day. And, you know, each woman's story and needs are unique, and while the abortion lobby is offering her this size-fits-all quick fix answer of abortion, it's the pro-life movement that's meeting her where she's at and offering her real hope and lasting help to meet those specific needs. So a woman who's facing an unexpected pregnancy might first seek help different things that you or I might need. And our online Her Plan directory enables providers to quickly find one another, and then they can connect their clients with other providers who specialize in meeting her specific needs. So Her Plan, although we don't provide direct services, we're connecting all of those that do, and we're strengthening and growing this pro-life safety net that really empowers both mom and baby to thrive.
As opposed to the abortion lobby or the abortionists that are happy to have you come in, put your $500 on the table, have the abortion done, and they send you out the door, adios, right?
Yes, and you know, Bill, we know that when a woman faces an unexpected pregnancy, oftentimes the pregnancy is a crisis. It might be a lack of support system and resources, but it's oftentimes the circumstances around her that have caused her to believe she needs an abortion. We see seven common reasons why women abort. For example, she might be in an abusive relationship. She might be struggling with an addiction. She might need legal assistance, help with material needs. She may also just fear the stress of parenting and be worried about how she's going to finish her degree if she's in school with a baby on the way. So all of these different reasons are directly addressed in Her Plan's seven categories of care. And there are providers serving in each of these different areas each and every day, and they're forming this pro-life safety net that is comprehensive and strong. And it's really offering women the care and resources and the supportive community that's empowering her to plan for both her future and for her baby's future without resorting to abortion.
Anna, let's talk about, you know, about women. You know, I mean, their nature, when they find them, you know, even if it's an unexpected pregnancy, I mean, there is a lot of emotion and a lot that is involved, issues of the heart and mind here. And it may seem, on one sense, okay, let's just get this over, we'll have an abortion. But, you know, how many women have decided to have an abortion at the last minute, say, I'm out of here, and change their minds because they just know in their heart of hearts that this is not, you know, it's not the right thing to do. It's not fair to this child that their life would be extinguished because of, because maybe a bad choice, maybe because of convenience, in some cases even the wrong sex. I mean, it's just, there's all kinds of reasons why abortions are taking place. But there's also all kinds of reasons why, and there are wholesome reasons why women choose and the fathers choose to come alongside and support the birth of a child, right?
Absolutely. And there's all of these different organizations that are there for her in that moment and coming alongside her, walking with her every single step of the way, offering that support that really does enable her to plan for her future and her baby's future without resorting to abortion. And, you know, especially in this DOS era, I also want to highlight just the fact that in addition to all of these different organizations that are already in existence, there's also room in that safety net for individuals who have hearts for moms and babies who want to help, church members, community organizations. Now more than ever is the time to come alongside these moms and their babies and really help them both to thrive. And one resource that Her Plan actually offers to help with that is our Pathways to Life Guide. And the guide offers over 100 different ideas and practical ways that you, community, local community, can step up and come alongside these moms and babies already serving. It offers ways to enrich that service and expand your reach. Or if you don't know where to start, there's different ideas for how you can get involved in supporting your community's moms and babies. So you can download that at herplan.org, but it's a really great resource and way, especially in this really important moment to come alongside moms and babies.
Well, if we're going to choose life and do those things that promote life, this is a great idea what you've done with Her Plan, because this is pretty comprehensive. You know, based on experience, based on the need of the people who have come, the women who have come for your services, and the way this has been able to expand. I mean, you just have to feel like, you know, you're doing the right thing and that God is blessing this by, you know, by developing this this safety network, Anna.
Absolutely. And one thing, too, is that Her Plan doesn't provide the direct services, but we have the privilege and honor of connecting all of those that do And actually a story out of West Virginia is that our coordinator who's on the ground there connecting providers and organizations was able to connect an assistance provider and a local church member because the provider needed help with canning their produce. They have a garden. And the local church member was able to volunteer her time to teach them how to do that. So I love that story because it's a great example of how the connection is an action for something that might seem simple at first glance, and it's kind of helping to uplift both the moms and babies in need, but also the providers that are serving them each and every day.
Well, this is what the body of Christ is all about, isn't it, Anna, or what it should be about?
Absolutely. Being the hands and feet of Christ to these women and families is incredibly important.
Now, her plan currently operates nationally. You're in 21 states, right?
Mm-hmm. We have three coordinators on the ground in seven of those states, and then initial directory. Go to herplan.org to see all of those details and see the states there.
And also be able to, you know, tap into the resources that you are making available in terms of, you know, helping women and men, you know, dealing with this, that their options. I mean, it is amazing, you know, when you choose life, how many options become available, right?
Absolutely. And there are providers that are standing ready to assist in all of these different areas. And even areas that you and I might need, like housing, food, clothing, finishing a degree, the providers range across all of these different categories of care and really provide this wraparound support in each area of her life that enables her to plan for her future and really to thrive with the support of community walking beside her step of the way.
Yeah. Well, Anna, we appreciate you coming on the show and telling us about her plan. We got about a minute or so left, so any final thoughts and encouragements that you want to give our audience?
Absolutely. I would just encourage you, if you're thinking about this, if it's on your heart to help your community's moms and babies, take that first step of going to herplan.org and download the Pathways Guide to Cross Through. See if there's an idea that stands out to you and get started doing that today, or need to expand your reach because now more than ever is the time to step up and help these moms and babies, and her plan is to help in that.
Yeah, it really has become a positive response, you know, to Dobbs and it going back to the States, because in some cases, and as you know, okay, it comes back to the States, and the States weren't necessarily fully prepared to respond. But this is, as you say, this is the hands of Christ working through a community and coming alongside the States to support life, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Anna Stevens, thank you so much for the time. Again, remind everybody of the website that they can go to for more information. I'm sorry, say that again, you dropped out.
You can visit us at herplan.org.
Herplan.org. Anna Stevens, Communications Coordinator at HerPlan. Thank you, Anna. God bless. Take care.
Thank you for having me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.